Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Egon von Greyerz of GoldSwitzerland.com. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacy with the hottest headlines of the day.
Yes, Max. You know, the chaos is ongoing wherever you look around the world. Actually, there's uprisings everywhere. You see in Beirut or in Chile, people are protesting, sometimes very violent clashes with the police over inequality and corruption. They kind of go hand in hand. Of course, the ongoing yellow vest movement in France is part of that same problem of corruption and inequality. Now, one of the things that leads to this inequality is all the free money for the banker class. And I want to turn to this headline here. Explosion in company borrowing has created a corporate debt time bomb, which could crash the global economy, the IMF warns. Basically, the IMF is giving you warning that after decades of super low interest rates, the watchdog says that as much as $19 trillion of debt is owed by companies that do not earn enough to cover the interest payments on their borrowings. Of course, this is a good warning because you know what will happen. These are very connected people and they will be bailed out. So that's another $19 trillion on top of the $14 trillion we've already used to bail out the banks the first round.
Yeah, you know, I was reading James Grant. You know, he writes the Grant Interest Rate Observer. He's a very well-respected analyst. And he was kind of chuckling about this recent scandal in the repo market and how short rates were going up and how it was described as a liquidity problem when he made the point that you're making is that it's a debt problem. You know, the debts are exploding exponentially and they don't have enough money to pay the interest on the debt because they're creating debt faster than they can print money to pay the interest on the debt. That's how much debt they're creating. And it causes stress in the short-term market. So it's, you know, I read sometimes about these meteors that are about to hit planet Earth and they come very close to hitting planet Earth. Nobody talks about the debt meteor that has crashed into Earth.
Exactly, because now this debt, by the way, owed by firms unable to cover interest expenses with earnings, could rise to $19 trillion, almost 40% of corporate debt in the economy's study. So, of course, the IMF is urging governments to defuse the debt time bomb before it is too late. Obviously, if the IMF can see it and point it out, then it is already too late. Some governments are, of course, preparing themselves by buying lots of gold. China has stacked a lot of gold this year, record amounts publicly by their own accounts. Russia obviously is stockpiling a lot of gold as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that this idea that they could defuse the debt, and to keep with my meteor analogy, it's like a meteor about to hit Earth. There's nothing you can do about it, really. This debt is unfixable. There's nothing you can do to fix this debt. At this point, it's simply a force of nature, like a tsunami or a hurricane or a meteor. There's nothing that's going to fix it. So on that note, let's turn to Egon von Greyerz of GoldSwitzerland.com. It's been a while since we spoke to you on Double Down. Your thoughts on what has been happening in the repo market? The Fed is pouring ever more billions into calming the market, over $110 billion just on Friday. What's going on?
I saw this starting already in August, and I pointed out when every single central bank said that they would do anything it requires to save the system. I mean, these were, at that point, only words, but those words were very clear to me. And to some extent, you know, I compare that to the August 1971 when Nixon took away the gold backing of the dollar. I think that what we saw in August 2019 was as significant because I see this as the beginning of the next massive dose of money printing. I think that there are clearly problems in the system. And then, you know, later on, we got ECB saying that they're going to do a QE of 20 billion a month. And then we saw, and then the Fed came out with the repos, as you say, starting with 75 billion and then 100 billion overnight. And then 30 billion growing to 60 billion, 14-day repos. And now also starting QE of 60 billion. So, you know, it's clear the system is broken, definitely, you know, not just in the US, around the world. And I think there is underlying this is clearly severe banking problems. It's not just plumbing, as one I think it was Philadelphia Fed president said, not just a plumbing problem. The system is leaking like a sieve, and there is no chance of repairing it, as you and Stacey just said. This debt is just going to grow exponentially, but that will all be bought by worthless pieces of paper that the central banks will print. And that will escalate because, as I said, that there is a problem in the system, and that problem is clearly also within U.S. banks, as well as, of course, the European banks, which are broke, most of them, Deutsche, Commerz, etc., which we've talked about many times. So, yeah, I think now this final stage of the fall of the Western or the global financial system is starting now.
All right, you mentioned 1971, August, Nixon taking the U.S. off the gold standard. You know, I appreciate that historical view because it does put things into context here. And up until about 15 years ago, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but, you know, central banks were dis-hoarding gold. You know, they were getting out of gold. The Bank of England dumped half of its gold. Canadian Central Bank has no more gold bullion anymore. Then about 15 years ago, that pendulum started swinging in the other direction. Russia and China have been stockpiling gold aggressively. It's not evident in the price, in the gold versus the dollar, because it's still below its all-time high in dollar terms. But, Egon, it's at some point, you know, the fact that the demand for gold is going to have an impact on the price. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, as you rightly said, the dollar is virtually the only currency, well, and also the Swiss franc, which hasn't made where gold hasn't made new highs in those two currencies. But in every other currency in the world, the gold is well past the highs. And you take the, you know, you take Canadian dollar, you take Australian dollar, you take the pound or Scandinavian currencies, etc. I mean, gold is past the what it was in dollar terms, the $1,920 high in 2011. So that is only a matter of time. The $1,900, that is basically no resistance whatsoever. It will happen. Dollar has just been a bit stronger in the last few years, which has kept the gold price in dollars down. But that will soon change. And, you know, gold is just going to go up, as I see it, by multiples from here for the simple reason of the debt that we've been talking about. There's no solution to this debt problem. And gold is anyway suppressed now in the futures markets. You know, the gold trading, the daily gold trading, paper gold trading, if you want, in London is something like 280 billion, that which is 800 times daily production and twice the S&P trading. So there are clearly massive shuffling of paper gold in order to cover the problem in the gold market also with these massive short positions that one day will explode, of course. And when people ask for delivery, I know we've been talking about this a long time, but people ask for delivery of the paper gold, they were not going to get it. And I think we are now in gold. We started the first leg up in the spring in June, past the 1350 level. And we've had a bit of a correction now for a month. But I think the next leg is coming, and I think we're going to see fast moves in gold in the next, even the next few weeks and definitely the next few months. So there'll be nothing stopping gold because the central banks are doing all they can to support gold by continuing to print, and the printing will accelerate, and therefore the gold price and the silver price even more so will also accelerate. It's absolutely inevitable. I see this so clearly now, and I mean, therefore it's just to me like a 71 moment, but it will be a lot faster than 71 now because the system is totally broke.
Well, you could see the system is totally broken by all of these protests and riots, mass street protests happening in Chile, happening in Beirut, happening in, you know, Spain and France, ongoing for over a year now in France. And I think part of this is to do with the Cantillon effect. The response to the financial crisis since 2008 has been to print money nonstop and 0% interest rates, negative percent interest rates. And what you're seeing is that those who had the assets, those who had the wealth, those who own the stocks, they have benefited enormously while anybody working has suffered all the consequences of the inflation caused by that and to bail out that class of people. So what do you think about this trend in terms of if and when this $19 trillion in unserviceable debt in the corporate sector. When the central banks do step in to bail that out with more monetary policy, do you see an outcome kind of like what Ray Dalio, the founder and CEO of the largest hedge fund in the world? He predicted just a few weeks ago that we would see kind of like the 1920s, well, the 1930s, that we would see the rise of fascism and communism as a result of all this sort of money printing, and in particular, the inequality caused by it.
Yeah, no, sadly, I see that, and I've been saying that for some time. And, you know, the rioting you're talking about now, what is starting, you know, around the world, and you take the UK also, you know, have these protests against Brexit and the climate protest. It's the same symptom, really. And this is now happening in the world without real problems. I mean, of course, the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer, but there's still a lot of people in the West, certainly the majority of people are employed. But, you know, that will now change in coming years, and you will have a lot of hungry people and a lot of empty stomachs. And that's when you get the real revolution and the real problems, because governments will have no money to pay to these people. And of course, they will print money, but that will be worthless money. And by the time it reaches the people, it will have no value. And therefore, yes, I see a major growth in protests and in internal strife and also even civil wars coming. So, and that's, you know, in America and in Europe, of course, what happens is when you have these problems, the minorities are blamed for it. So the immigrants will be blamed for it, both in Europe and in the US, etc. And therefore, of course, you will have fascism coming. And of course, you will have new Nazi parties and neo-Nazi parties, etc. Because that will be all part of it. So, yes, we're looking at a very black picture. And I don't think there's anything that can escape. There's nothing governments can do. It's too late. I mean, it's probably 25 years too late. There is nothing that can save the system now. And so therefore, what we will have is, you know, all countries, all Western countries also will socialist governments, Marxist governments, because that's what the people will demand. They will demand governments that promise the earth and promise to give them money and print money. And we know that doesn't work, of course. The best example is Venezuela, because they've gone far enough to show that printing money just has no effect in the end. And that this is what we will see in the West soon, too. So I hate sounding pessimistic, but nevertheless, this is absolutely sadly the only outcome that we will see from this massive debt problem that governments around the world have created in the last, at least since 71. And it will end badly. But I think it's necessary. We need a cleansing of the system. We need a forest fire. We need it all to burn down so that we can get new growth again. But that's going to be, the transition will be tough.
All right. We only have a 20 seconds left or so. You know, I want your comment on the total amount in the global discretionary wealth pool of approximately $100 trillion. Is that still 1% or less invested in gold, or is that number changing, Egon?
No, it's not changing. It's not changing. There's still very little in gold. And actually, in spite of gold having gone up, the physical demand for gold isn't very big still. Even the ETF demand, I think a lot of that is not physical, because the Swiss refiners don't see a major physical demand. So that's still to come. So a lot of the price move has been, as it always initially is, in the paper market. And eventually the physical demand will follow. But at this point, it's not.
Yeah, that'll jump things quite lively. That's going to do it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Egon von Greyerz of GoldSwitzerland.com. Until next week, bye, y'all.